Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Fastamai, good evening. It's 5:30. This is Update on Manx Radio for Friday, the 13th of March, 2020. A 30-minute look at the latest news on the island, plus background to the news, Manx sport, business, sea watch, travel updates, and news from around the world. Tonight, coronavirus has cancelled sporting events everywhere, but not the TT. You'll hear the latest from the Isle of Man government on planning. Peel gets a new lifeboat this weekend. We've also got a concluding look at the Isle of Man's blockchain strategy. Local elections bringing opportunity to combine local authorities and help for anyone self-isolating who needs it. And of course it is under the flume-free Friday at the NSC.
Man Benham Advocates for your legal needs.
First of all, at 29 minutes to 6, the update news headlines. Fastamai, Lewis Foster.
Fastamai. The Isle of Man is mirroring the UK and moving from containing coronavirus to delaying it. That will allow the Manx government to introduce measures such as social distancing, closing schools and limiting public gatherings. There is no decision yet on the island's biggest event, the TT. Health Minister David Ashford says organisers have time on their side with the event a few months away. However, a petition has been set up online at change.org calling on the Manx government to cancel TT 2020 due to a danger to life risk. Meanwhile, the Isle of Man government have posted the latest coronavirus update to Facebook and Twitter showing there has been no changes in the past 48 hours. That means the figures remain at 29 concluded tests and 0 confirmed cases. In international news, the head of the World Health Organization says Europe is now the epicenter of the coronavirus pandemic. Spain's declared a state of emergency for the next 15 days after more than 1,000 extra cases were identified in the past 24 hours. The Foreign Office is advising against all but essential travel to several Spanish areas. Meanwhile, the UK has once again seen its biggest daily rise in confirmed COVID-19 cases, with the number jumping by a third. The Scottish Chief Medical Officer has also announced the first death of a patient in Scotland with the virus. And the pandemic is having a huge impact on sporting events, and the London Marathon is the latest to be postponed, shifting from April to October. Those are the headlines. Stay tuned for a full roundup of the news at 6.
Man Benham Advocates. Like everything comforting, we're there when you need us. Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
Goramaya, thank you, Lewis. From the Ronalds Way Met Office, a strong wind warning out in the North Irish Sea for the next 24 hours. A dry and cloudy evening across the island tonight, then rain around midnight as the southeasterly increases strong. The rain will clear towards dawn tomorrow as the wind turns south-southwesterly and eases. We're down to 4 degrees through the night. Jerry Shackton for Saturday. Jasan, dry and cloudy in the morning, then rain by mid-afternoon on a fresh and strong south-southwesterly. 9 degrees daytime maximum, overnight minimum is 6. Jaduni, Sunday, scattered showers, sunny spells in a fresh westerly and 8 degrees. Sunset tonight, 6:20. Low water, 28 minutes to 9 tonight. The overnight high tide, 18 minutes past 2 a.m. Sunrise in the morning, 26 minutes to 7. And the morning low water, 23 minutes to 9.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online. Manxglass.com.
This is Update on Manx Radio. Coronavirus has led to many sporting events being suspended, postponed or cancelled around the world. A range of sports have been hit. Premier League in England, the Six Nations, Formula One worldwide. Sports governing bodies in the UK have met with broadcasters and government officials to discuss contingency plans with spectacles such as Euro 2020, the Olympics and golf's majors on the horizon, and Wimbledon too. But there's one big event 11 weeks away. On the Isle of Man, the TT. An online petition at change.org is calling for TT 2020 to be cancelled, saying it poses a threat to life, and the petition's gaining support. Manx Radio's Sean Cowper asked the Health Minister, David Ashford, MHK, what government thinking is currently on the TT?
The case at the moment is the advice on mass gatherings has not changed. That is exactly the same situation in the UK as well. Again, as public health, the Deputy Director of Public Health England pointed out the other day, if you look at evidence around the world from the way the virus interacts, there is no evidence that it spreads any quicker with a mass gathering than it does with a small group of people. Equally, the evidence also shows, if we look at it on a scientific basis, that in terms of mass gatherings, the virus can't generally survive long outside. Again, this was from the Deputy Chief Medical Officer of Public Health England, and that actually what you could do by cancelling mass gatherings is actually force people inside where the virus is more likely to spread. So time is on our side with TT, and that's the important thing. It is still a good way away. We do continue to update and monitor the situation, and the situation is fluid. And obviously, if things did change in relation to the island, then that would be a decision we would have to make.
When would that decision be made? What's the cut-off?
Well, the decision would need to be made in real time. I mean, the decision could be, the situation is fluid, so it could change at any time. I'm not going to put an arbitrary date on when a decision will be made.
We have seen with other motorsports events, with MotoGP, with Formula One, I think a few other series as well, these are people who do move around. It's not just about the gathering, surely. This is going to be a mass people from who've been in various different countries coming into the island. It's high risk, surely.
There's lots of countries that hold mass gatherings that have gone ahead, particularly in Europe and so on. And as I said, the evidence shows from the 127 jurisdictions that currently have cases that in, off the top of my head, 119 of those cases, it's actually been a local travelling somewhere who has brought it back. It has not been from visitors.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, providing the island's first truly unlimited tariff.
And Sean Carper also spoke to the Interim Chief Executive Officer for the Department of Health and Social Care, Catherine Magson.
The position changes on a minute-by-minute, daily-by-daily basis, as you would expect. We've been testing and preparing estates, equipment, facilities, training. We'll continue to do that as we go through this and we plan for the future. Part of that, obviously, is ensuring that we've got everybody in the right place, that the services are prioritised of how we need to manage when we will get to the crisis point, similar to what people are seeing elsewhere, and how we ensure that we can keep our patients safe.
You've mentioned that there's work ongoing to upscale the testing. What will that look like?
Yeah, so we're already testing. We've been testing for many months now, actually, and actually that's been working quite well in the community, so people are not required to come to Nobles or an emergency department. So that will continue for the foreseeable future. In the UK, they've been looking at more mobile testing, so people who can go to specific point drive-through facilities. So similarly, we're looking at the same here in the way that we will need to scale up. But at the moment, currently, the process works well. We have got extra facilities and extra people on over the weekends, and we'll continue to do that. And that's, although demanding, is working.
In terms of supplies, there's been lots in the news this week about panic buying.
Yeah.
From the hospital's point of view, from the Department of Health's point of view, things like protective clothing, hand sanitizer, medicine, all that kind of thing, are we well stocked?
In reality, actually, we'd already done quite a lot of that work in preparation for Brexit, as you would expect earlier on this year, so that it's just continued. We are part of and a formal partner of the NHS UK supply chain. So that means we're treated equally in exactly the same way as you would expect of any other hospital or health services in the UK. So that has been managed very tightly, as you would expect, and we've been given the assurances that we need that we will receive the relevant equipment.
You've mentioned this morning that it's almost inevitable that we're going to have cases here and that you are planning for the worst. What is the worst?
So nobody knows. All we can go, as we know, the epidemiology of this virus is unknown. There's lots of unknown unknowns. But as we go through these various days and weeks, we're able to learn from what's happening elsewhere and manage for all and try and plan for all scenarios. So that's what we're doing, and we'll continue to do so. And we'll continue to learn from all the work that's happening around the world.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
21 minutes to 6 on Manx Radio. The Ben McCree left Heysham at 2:15 this afternoon. And she nestles down below Manx Radio in harbour in Douglas at the moment. She'll be heading off at 7:45 this evening for Heesham, arriving there at 11:30. The overnight to return at 2:15. And next to the Bemercree in Douglas Harbour, if you look at the Manx Radio webcam, you'll see the Mananan. The Fastcraft resumes her seasonal service to Liverpool 2 weeks tomorrow. Oh, actually, 2 weeks today. March 27th, she'll be starting. First sailing of 2020 to Dublin is 2 weeks tomorrow, the 28th, and she heads to Belfast on April the 8th.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information.
Peel's RNLI lifeboat station will get a new addition to the fleet this weekend. The new 2.2 million Shannon-class lifeboat will be led into the breakwater by the Ruby Clary at 1:35 p.m. A time that reflects the operational number 1335. The Peel Lifeboat Operations Manager is Alan Corlett. He says the new lifeboat will be the most advanced in the fleet.
It's the very latest design. It's the newest type of lifeboat in the fleet. It's a Shannon class. It's 14 metres long, a design speed of 25 knots. Ours is actually doing 29 knots flat out at the moment, which gives us a terrific response rate to deal with any incident. Carries a crew of six. It's all high-tech electronics on board. Each crew member sitting inside, and they're all on suspension seats these days. They all have computer access to any particular function on the boat. So they all very much operate as a closely knit team. We've got a range of up to 250 miles. And yes, I think that's about it, really. It's just a better, more modern, faster, more capable boat than the one we've got at the moment.
So what can people expect to see on Sunday, and whereabouts would be the best lookout point?
The breakwater. We're planning, it's sort of become a custom within the RNLI that the boat arrives, a new boat arrives on station at its operational number time. So the operational number of our boat is 13-35. So we're planning for the lifeboat to arrive at Peel at 13:35. The arrival point will actually be off the back of the breakwater, the seaward side of the breakwater, somewhere in the region of the kiosk, if you like. So we hope that the public will come along and line the breakwater and up around the back of the castle, and they should get a really good view there of the Shannon class arriving with our Mersey class, our current Mersey class, the Ruby Clary, following, and then the lifeboats from other stations behind that, coming in a little flotilla, if you like. The new boat, the Shannon, will then give a demonstration in that area just off the back of the breakwater, subject to weather conditions, of course. And then that will be followed by a demonstration inside the bay between the groin and the old swimming baths. But the main display will be off the back of the breakwater, and we hope that will afford the public a great view of the new boat.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing, powered by Y Manx.
The boss of British Airways has warned staff jobs will be lost as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Alex Cruz has described the threat facing the company as worse than 9/11 or the financial crisis. All carriers have reported a sharp drop in bookings. Lufthansa saying 2/3 of its fleet will be grounded within days. And several major insurers have stopped selling policies for wedding insurance due to the threat of coronavirus disrupting people's plans. The two biggest providers of wedding insurance, John Lewis and Debenhams, have withdrawn their policies from sale. The Association of Insurance Brokers advised people to shop around and seek a broker. In travel insurance, LV, Liverpool Victoria suspended all sales of travel insurance, and Aviva's cut back its cover for travel disruptions on new policies. If you have an existing policy, you should check you still have cover, and you're advised to check with your provider for the specific circumstances that apply.
WiMAX, technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit WiMAX.com today. The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsey Crookall.
UK and European stocks were mixed during a volatile session as the rapid spread of coronavirus continues to dominate investor sentiment. The dollar rallied as stock markets rebounded, and investors welcomed signs that governments and policymakers were prepared to do more to tackle the economic shock of coronavirus. Oil prices were high but are currently on pace for the largest weekly loss since the 2008 financial crisis. Gold prices fell further and were on track to post their biggest weekly drop in nearly 7 years. In corporate news, miners were the standout gainers, with BHP, Glencore, Anglo American and Rio Tinto all firmly in the green, while the Russian steelmaker Evraz also rose. On the downside, Carnival fell again, having said on Thursday that Princess Cruises was suspending all operations for 2 months due to the coronavirus pandemic. TUI was also under pressure following a report on Thursday that it was freezing prepayments and suspending hotel contracts. The numbers at the close in London: the FTSE 100 was up 2.5% at 5,336. The DAX in Germany up 0.25% at 9,179. Just after 5 o'clock in New York, the Dow Jones Industrial Index up just over 3% at 21,880. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up 1.5% at 7,313. In Chicago, the S&P 500 up 3.25% at 2,561. On the exchange markets, the British pound sterling is worth $1 23.6 cents and €1 11.7 cents. And in commodities, gold down 4% at $1,512 an ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude up 3.5% at $33.84.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsey Crookall. Ramsey Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsey Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramseycrookall.com. Ramsey Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Isle of Man Water Sports. Weather.
At 14 minutes.
Glass and glazing.
Thank you. At 14 minutes to 6. The relevant information if you're sailing, kayaking, windsurfing, paddleboarding, diving, or surfing this weekend. The inshore coastal waters forecast for the weekend soon becoming fair on Saturday morning, but rain returning in the afternoon. Showers for Sunday with bright intervals. The wind for Saturday, south, southwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Wave height 1.2 to 1.5 metres, building 2.3 to 2.8 later. Wave period is 5 seconds. High water 30 minutes to 3 on Saturday. On Sunday, the wind will be southwest 5, soon veering west and northwest. Wave height is 2 metres, falling to 1.2 metres. Wave period 6 seconds, becoming 5 seconds later. High tide is at 23 minutes to 4 on Sunday. Air temperature across the weekend is 8 degrees. Sea temperature, 7 degrees.
For bespoke tabletop glass cut to measure, visit Manx Glass and Glazing in the Snugborough Trading Estate.
All this week on Update, we've been looking at blockchain, what it is, how does it work, and how the Isle of Man can take the lead in the industry. But does taking the lead actually hand the advantage to our rivals? Miles Benham of Man Benham Advocates believes waiting for other jurisdictions to strike first could be beneficial to the island in the long run.
It may not be someone on the Isle of Man doing this, but in an ideal world, we want somebody maybe in New York, in Singapore, to just automatically say, yeah, the Isle of Man rules are great, we'll make those part of our built-in rules for this blockchain transaction. We've already got a framework in place, but what the idea is to make it better. So it's a matter of looking and thinking, right, so people are out there going to conferences. It's a constantly changing model. So what we may think is brilliant today, we could look at it and think, oh, tell you the truth, there's some new technology coming in here. How do we deal with that? So it's basically adapting it. And also, sometimes we've been what they call the first mover. So we've been out there and we've brought the legislation in first. But unfortunately, then all our competitors sit back and look at it and go, this is great, but we could actually improve it. Now you've tried it out, Isle of Man. It's great, but we can make it even better. So I think the idea here is rather than being the first in the race, it the sort of sitting back, watching it, learning from it, and then trying to come up with something which is better for the Isle of Man. And better for the customers, so it'll make them pick the Isle of Man as a natural jurisdiction of choice.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fast Am I, Ed Oldham.
Fast Am I. I'll be back with you with Friday Sport after the 6 o'clock news, when we'll be looking ahead to tomorrow's local football and hockey. But no rugby preview this evening because the collapse of Flybe continues to have an impact on Manx rugby teams. For the second consecutive weekend, Ramsey and Vagabonds are unable to get their scheduled fixtures played, while Vagabonds ladies' final league match of the season against Burnley is also a postponement. The various league organisers are busy working out revised schedules for everyone concerned, which looks increasingly likely to push fixtures into April, and the Manx Cup perhaps even later. Douglas, however, keep the flag flying with a trip to Birkenhead Park. They're using the Ben McCree for the trip to the Wirral and back. There's just one game locally this week at Ramsey's Morag Park, where Ramsey and Southern Nomads will meet in a friendly. Further afield, coronavirus continues to have a huge impact on many sports. All top-level football in the UK has been called off until at least the 3rd of April due to the outbreak. West Ham manager David Moyes is self-isolating after coming into contact with Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta, who has COVID-19. Europe's governing body UEFA has also suspended the Champions League and Europa League. Tomorrow's Rugby Union's Six Nations clash between Wales and Scotland in Cardiff is also now off. The tests involving England and Ireland had already been called off, and one of golf's biggest events, the Masters at Augusta, has also been postponed. England's cricket tour to Sri Lanka has been cut short, with Formula One on hold until the end of May. Cycling's Giro d'Italia has also been postponed because of the coronavirus outbreak. The race was due to start in Budapest on the 9th of May, with the first three stages in Hungary.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Wonders will never cease. The 25 past 4 inbound BA London City arrived 2 minutes early. Everything's fine, and it's heading out later on this evening. The 5 past 5 to London City left at 5:30. 25 past 5, EasyJet to Liverpool left about 10 minutes ago or so. The departure, the 5:35 to Dublin, is closed and will be leaving fairly shortly. Later departures, the 7:55 to Edinburgh, the 8 o'clock to Gatwick, and the 8:45 to Bristol, showing no problems at the moment. On the roads, if you want to find out what's happening on Douglas Promenade, there's an actual website, mypromenade.im. It's different every time you drive down it to Douglas Promenade, so have a look down there. Lots of fun being had. Ballaquail Road in Douglas has 24-hour four-way traffic signals for gas main repairs. There's also two-way 24-hour signals by the Liverpool Arms for railway crossing works. 24-hour signals for footway resurfacing at Newtown in Santon between the Forge and the Santon Motel. The Cornet Road in Clanmona is closed from the Forward Barony Lodge and Port Cornet car park for highway resurfacing. And also three-way 24-hour signals for ongoing railway works at Kingwood Road in Groudwell. All the information, by the way, is at manxradio.com. Click on the travel banner and go through. You'll see everything you need to know for trains, planes, boats, buses and rail.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
The chairman of Port Erin Commissioners says local authorities are the perfect time to talk about combining local authorities. Godfrey Eagy won the backing of fellow commissioners this week to reach out to neighbouring authorities and see if they'd investigate joining forces. Our local democracy, Ewan Gawn, has the details.
With local elections due to take place next month, virus permitting, the Port Erin chairman believes the conversation around of reform needs to be had. Godfrey Eagy is a believer in more commissioners working together to save ratepayers money and deliver better services. He explained to me why reform is an election issue.
This is the point where anyone coming forward, and we encourage people to come forward to take on the commissioner's roles, can go forward now and have their say and say, I'm standing because I believe in working together with the rest of the local authorities. That's why I want to do it. Or they can stand and they be behind so-called residents that say, I don't want to merge with somebody else. They can then stand for that. Historically, I remember speaking with other commissioners and they said, if they don't agree with working close together, then when it comes for voting, then the voters can have their say. But they can't have their say if the subject's not actually raised. They can't vote on something if it's not been asked.
The chairman of Port Erin Commissioners, Godfrey Eagy. Well, long-time Castletown Commissioner Colin Leather has reservations over what a super authority would mean for each area's identity. And he explained to me it's not a hot topic on the street.
We've had several goes at it before and they got nowhere. I can't see this going anywhere pretty soon now. because we've got a general election coming up, and it will take time for the new House of Keys to bed in, to get used to what they're doing. Plus, of course, we've got local authority elections coming up very soon.
Well, do you think it'll be an election issue, Colin? Do you think people will be talking about it on the doorstep?
I don't think so.
So why not?
Because not one person in Castletown has mentioned to me that the local authorities should join together. It's not being talked about at all.
Do you think it should be talked about?
Well, we can talk about anything. There's more concern about, for instance, dog fouling than amalgamating local authorities right now.
But do you think there needs to be a conversation with ratepayers to let them know how changing the way local authorities are might see better services, might see their bills go up or down?
I think it's always worth having a conversation about anything. I do not have a problem with that. All I'm saying is not one person in Castletown has mentioned to me that the local authority should join with another local authority, or the southern authority should join with another local authority.
Castletown Commissioner Colin Leather. Well, just a reminder that the local authority election will take place on the 23rd of April.
And back to coronavirus, finally. If you're self-isolating on the Isle of Man and you need someone to help you shopping or to run some errands, a Facebook page has been set up to assist. Isle of Man Coronavirus Community Support was started yesterday. Francesca Signorio Hooper spoke to Dolan Mercer.
Well, yesterday, after reading the news and listening to the news at lunchtime, I was thinking, well, there's going to be some people out there in the Isle of Man who are really quite scared at the moment. Not necessarily people who are ill, but people who are in that high-risk group, the old, the vulnerable.
And these are often people with underlying health conditions as well, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. So I'm not a medical person, I'm not a doctor, I have no grounding in those fields, but there's going to be people who have bad chests for whatever reason, or cancer or something, that really are quite scared about the consequences of catching this virus. And I imagine that some of those are self-isolating, possibly before we even need to. I mean, the risk in the Isle of Man is said to be low. There is no confirmed cases, so we can't overestimate that.
A precautionary measure,
So, and these people who are at home, maybe they have networks that can help them, maybe they don't. And the people who don't, how are they going to ensure that they get the supplies that they need to continue in a normal, healthy lifestyle? And so I just put something on Facebook yesterday. Listen, if anyone needs any help, contact me and I'll see what I can do. Within half an hour, I had quite a lot of people coming back and saying, listen, I'll help too. And within a few hours, it had grown to 250 likes and quite a lot of people responding. So I thought, let's think about this. If coronavirus comes over here to the Isle of Man, it's going to get pretty bad at some point. Not because we're all going to get ill and we're all going to die, because that's not what's going to happen with this virus. Most people are going to get ill and get well again, according to the news. Again, I'm not a doctor. But for those people that are vulnerable or are in high-risk areas, they're going to need to self-isolate. And maybe we need to get that network together now to support them in the future.
News from Italy, by the way. The number of deaths from coronavirus in Italy is up 250 in a day to 1,266, officials say. That's it for Update, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to our newsreader, Lewis Foster, producer Sarah Handy. I'm Andy Winton. Update is back Monday evening at 5:30. Have a great weekend.
WINT. Entrust. Secure.